We've been on a bit of a journey this morning. I'm going to continue that journey. Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Holy, glorious, honorable, most powerful God." This may seem like a confession, but I think it's more like a reckoning. We say how great is God beyond our understanding, but often rely on our own counsel because we're so wise, we're so powerful and accomplished, we're so knowledgeable, we're so human. Out of this whirlwind of humanity, you say to us, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Because our nature persuades us to often lift our own worthiness up to God's level, he says to us, "Did you lay the foundations of the earth? Did you stretch the line on it? Where were you when I commanded the morning since days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth and shake the wickedness out of it? Where were you when I shut in the sea with doors, when it burst from the womb, when I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors and said, 'Thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed'? And because of our great understanding, God asks us, 'Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light? And where is the place of darkness, that you may take it to its territory, and that you may discern the paths to its home?' And yet we aren't humiliated, because we have power. We usurp authority. For we have overcome great obstacles and accomplished mighty things." And God says, "Do you bind and lead forth the constellations in their season? Do you lift up your voice to the clouds? And do you send forth lightnings that they may come to you and say, 'Here I am'? But we're not made small. No, because we're wise and we're full of knowledge." And then the question falls heavy from above: "Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule on earth? Who has put wisdom into the inner parts and given understanding to the mind?" God's word says to us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. But we're not fearful. No. Because we're so confident in our own righteousness. And this is why we continue in sinful ways and rationalize our desires. And we question in our hearts, "Why are you worthy? Why am I not worthy of honor and glory and power, but only of judgment and consequences?" And so, God, you ask us in the most honest way, in the most humble way, shall a fault finder contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer. And so I answer. Oh Lord, our fault is we tend to perceive things and situations from a human perspective rather than deal with the issues from an eternal, spiritual, Word of God perspective. And our responses to issues and situations are driven by human greatness rather than emphasizing your greatness, God. And we are found out, and we're small, and we're weak, and humiliated at the hand of our own audacity. We are a created thing, and by your will we exist. We cannot deny we're at fault and that you are Almighty. And you, Lord, our God, and you alone are worthy of honor and glory and power and all of our praise. And all of our worship. But not only because of all these things, but because you gave it up. You gave it up. You gave up all honor and all glory and all power. You laid it aside. You laid aside your divine majesty. In part, you allowed it to be hidden amongst the unrighteous. You assumed our nature, being born of flesh, in low condition of a servant of no reputation. You subjected yourself to the demands of the law, remained obedient to it. As long as you lived, you remained obedient to it. You lived life perfectly, righteously, while enduring all of life's disappointments, miseries, and injustices, even unto an undeserving death. And suffering the humiliation of the cross. And now, Father, we ask ourselves, who can turn the humiliation of death on a cross into exaltation? Only by the power and glory of God can these polarizing, opposing things be merged and honorably reconciled in your Son Jesus, our Lord and Savior's humiliation. We find our redemption. We find reconciliation. We find our own exaltation. And this path, which was from the beginning of days, he willingly accepted for himself. This revelation moves from glory to humiliation in the birth of Jesus, to his exaltation in his resurrection, ascension, and return. Amen. R.C. Sproul sums this up in an outstanding quote. He says these moments or glimpses of glory should be for the Christian a foretaste of what lies ahead. Not only for the ultimate exaltation of Jesus in the consummation of his kingdom, but also a taste for us of heaven itself as we become the heirs and joint heirs of Jesus. Jesus' final lot, his destiny, his legacy, promised and guaranteed by the Father, is glory. And that glory he shares with all who put their faith and trust in him. Amen. Read with me out loud. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Amen. Amen. Amen.